From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police in Gainesville, Florida are ratcheting up security after a pastor said his congregation would burn copies of the Quran this Saturday to mark the 9th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. The head of the Dove World Outreach Center says his church has a right to protest Islamist extremism, but it's evoking strong criticism from religious leaders, military commanders, and the White House. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, President Obama appeared on ABC, warning that burning the Quran could incite violence against Americans.
Mr. Obama predicted that more people would be willing to blow themselves up in American or European cities if Terry Jones, a Pentecostal pastor in Gainesville, Florida, burns copies of Islam's holy book on Saturday, September 11th.
This is a recruitment bonanza for Al-Qaeda. You could have serious violence in places like Pakistan or Afghanistan.
The president echoed the concerns by General David Petraeus, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who called the plan outrageous. Jones told USA Today that he has not been contacted by the White House, State Department, or Pentagon, but if such a call came, quote, that would cause us to definitely think it over. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Meanwhile, Reuters news agency is reporting the international police agency Interpol is warning governments today of an increased risk of terror attacks if the planned burning of the Quran by a U.S. pastor moves ahead. The U.S. trade deficit is narrowing. NPR's Paul Brown reports it could be a good sign for the economy, although one reason for the drop is that U.S. consumers are buying less.
A ballooning trade deficit has put a big crimp in overall U.S. economic growth this year. Now the Commerce Department says the trade gap is down by 14% in July from June. On the positive side for the U.S., higher exports, and particularly of big-ticket manufactured goods, including airplanes, and imports are down. But that's partly because demand for imported products is down in the U.S., possibly a result of continued high unemployment and uncertainty about the future. Imports from China and Germany remain high, and China's trade surplus is still the highest for any country trading with the U.S., though it's down slightly. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
We'll get to Wall Street numbers in just a moment, but in other news, Iran reportedly plans to release one of the three Americans jailed by the Islamic Republic for more than a year. A text message from the Culture Ministry says the individual will be released Saturday to mark the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The Americans were imprisoned in Iran for espionage. Last check, Dow was up 62 points to 10,449. This is NPR News. Colorado authorities are reporting at least 169 homes outside Boulder have been destroyed in a wildfire that's been burning since Monday. Some of the 3,500 people forced to evacuate are being allowed to inspect their homes today, but firefighters are blocking other residents from returning to homes where the 6,200 blaze, which is just about 10% contained, poses the biggest threat. Laura McConnell is spokeswoman for the incident management team.
We have a safety record that is 100%, not just with the staff and crew that we have working the incident, but all those affected by that incident, and that includes residents.
No injuries have been reported, and cause of the fire is still unknown. South African authorities report a significant drop in the murder rate and other major crimes over the past year. As Vicky O'Hare reports from Johannesburg, statistics are considered encouraging in one of the most violent countries in the world.
Police Minister Nati Mthethwa told reporters the murder rate declined nearly 9% between April 2009 and March 2010. The political opposition has accused the government in the past of manipulating statistics for political gain. But the police minister says you can't manipulate the murder rate.
The fact that such crime is counted based on actual bodies makes it more reliable.
Authorities say the rates for aggravated robbery, sex offenses, and carjacking also are down. They attribute the improved figures to better policing and more cooperation between police and communities. However, robberies of private homes and small businesses increased, along with commercial and drug-related crime. The new statistics do not reflect the month-long World Cup, during which South Africa beefed up its police presence. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.